Hey, this is Double J, Jeff Jarrett, WWE Hall of Famer, and you're listening to the My 1-2-3 Cents Podcast.
It's my personality to be jittery. It's part of my charm.
Wrestling fans,
are you ready?
It's time for My 1-2-3 Cents, the podcast on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network.
Give me a hell yeah!
Now, here's your host.
The man is also a very long, dear, personal friend of mine.
Does the guy have a name?
Yes, he has a name.
Kevin Huntsberger.
Woo! Kevin! You're stupid.
Hey friends, welcome to episode 510 of the My 1-2-3 Cents podcast. I am your host, Kevin Huntsberger, and this week, going to be looking back 5 years. It's coming up. The anniversary is coming up, and unbelievably, I do not have it right in front of me. I think it's the 29th of August that will be the five-year anniversary of the night that Heath Hatton and I won the Stride Pro Wrestling Tag Team Championships, and I'm scrolling back on my calendar to double-check. But yeah, that sentence still, 5 years later, seems ridiculously odd for me to say. It was a Thursday night. It was August 29th. So as this show drops on the 20, I've lost all track of time. I'm preparing literally. Okay. Today is the 26th as this show drops. Recording on Sunday. Just got back from a weekend trip and literally home doing laundry, working Monday and Tuesday, and then leaving on Wednesday for vacation. And next week's episode, Chad and I are going to record that on Monday, put it in the can, and then it'll drop on Labor Day. So spoiler alert, we're going to be talking about John Cena on the next episode of the My 1-2-3 Cents podcast. So if you have any comments or commentary on John Cena, we want to hear it. We're going to be talking about maybe some dream matches, some dream opponents who we'd like to see him wrestle during his farewell tour, which kicks off in 2025. So this week, though, like I said, going to talk a little Stride Pro Wrestling, and it would have made sense. It would have been nice. It would have been great if I was able to schedule this and have time to talk with anyone that was involved in this. But honestly, like I said, time has gotten away from me. Just got back from one trip and leaving for another. So I'm kind of squeezing this in on a Sunday afternoon and getting it knocked out. So the new content is available in there. And that is the one thing that I've kind of hung my hat on with the My 1-2-3 Cents brand is the consistency. Each week since December of 2014, there has been a new podcast, at least one new podcast. There were some weeks back in the day that a couple of shows dropped. Had bonus episodes and all that good stuff. The YouTube channel working on, it's been around since 2010, but I just started probably in the last year or so, if it's even been a year, of putting the podcast on the YouTube channel as well. So if you haven't already, subscribe to the YouTube channel because I do throw some shorts and some smaller, shorter form videos on there. So check those out. Take a look. Give me your feedback. Let me know what you like, what you don't like. The Huntsberger Chronicles are dropping on the YouTube channel. They're a minute or less. They're quick, digestible content. That's the whole name of the game, is making that content that is quick and easy and available for folks to take a look at and to enjoy. So hopefully to enjoy. So without any further ado, and I am watching, doing this as a bit of a watch along, and I'll be kind of talking to myself and talking to you, of course, as well, as we go back and look at this. But, you know, to kind of set the table, set the stage, give you some behind the scenes, and I'll talk through the match as well. It's only 13 minutes and 47 seconds. It is on YouTube on Jason Chapman or Jay Spade's YouTube account. It's Jay Chap is the YouTube channel, and I'll have a link to that in the write-up for this week's podcast, so you can click on it and watch along with me as I'm talking about this, or just go back and watch it in general. But You know, I've told the story. Tyler and I, Heath Hatton and I, have had the conversation on here right after we won the belts. We talked about it. I wish in hindsight I would have bought, because at one point they ended up selling, Stride ended up selling the belts that that we won that night, the Lion Face tag team titles. I thought they were cool looking belts as well. In hindsight now, I wish I would have bought one of those and held on to it and kept it. Super fan Denny Howell has the Stride tag team titles. He has a lot of the belts. And so I'm glad they're at least in the hands of a fan and someone that will take care of them. And you know, they didn't just end up, because Stride, for all intents and purposes right now, is kind of out of action, if you will. And so I'm glad they're not just sitting in a garage somewhere, or sitting in someone's basement or in an attic. So they're at least being out there and being enjoyed by someone who is a big fan of Stride. But again, going to load it up. It's called Jay Spade and Tony Flood versus Heath Hatton and Kevin Huntsberger. And this was in the summer of 2019. We kind of started telling the story with the Stride Cup that year. Heath, the whole idea of the Stride Cup is you have tag teams wrestle each other. And then eventually it narrows down to the winning tag team and the Stride Cup faces off against each other. And then the winner of that match goes on to face the champion, whomever that may be. And then the winning team. Wait, I'm confusing this. I think it was then the team that made it to the finals went on and had a tag team title match. I may be confusing things now. It's been many, many years since we did this. So Tyler, if you're listening to this, correct me, because I'm screwing up the premise of it. But the long story short was that the two teams, that somebody would wrestle against somebody and then go on and get a championship match. I think that was the premise of it. But anyway, God, I should probably edit this part out, but I'm not going to. Anyway, the whole idea was that Heath Hatton was teaming up at the time in this tournament with Scotty Phoenix, and Phoenix had been hurt. Tyler had to go on and wrestle alone, and he was going in there and wrestling against the tag team of God, I may be totally butchering this story, which it does not make for a good story. Anyway, take the whole Stride Cup out of it, because I don't know now if that was playing into this or not. Maybe it was that Tyler and Scott were getting their tag team title match because they had made it to the finals of the Stride Cup. I think that's what it was. And they were wrestling against Jay Spade and Tony Flood, who were the tag team champions, the Sin City Saints. And they were wrestling at a Stride show. They were supposed to wrestle at a Stride show in August, early August, at the building in Carterville. And it's all coming back to me now. So they were supposed to wrestle against Heath Hatton and Scott Phoenix. Flood and Spade defending. Scott Phoenix was injured, could not wrestle, so Heath went in there and was wrestling alone. Well, he gets into a situation where he can't, you know, he's being double-teamed and whatnot, and so I take my jacket off, and I can still remember the crowd kind of going crazy. When I took my jacket off, I jump up on the apron, and Heath tags me in, and I go in there, and I clothesline Spade, and I body slam him, and I've shared this clip on the YouTube channel, but also on my TikTok and on Instagram and all that. Ad nauseum. So I think I spear Flood at one point. I choke slam Spade. I go for the pin, and Tony Flood low blows me, and it causes a disqualification. So technically, I inserted myself into this tag team title match. Well, then that sets up then for what is to come, which becomes a tag team championship match in August on the 29th at Rent One Park, which was the home of the Southern Illinois Miners. Now it's Mountain Dew Park, and it's home to the Thrillbillies, the Thrillville Thrillbillies in Marion, Illinois. But digressing a little bit, back to the July show, July of 2019, Spade and Flood had come out for an interview, and they And this was back before we were recording all of our shows. You know, when COVID happened, that's when we really started recording our shows and saving them and putting them on YouTube. So in hindsight, I wish we had all this backstory on video somewhere that we'd be able to kind of tell this story. And I would actually remember what happened and how things went down, but I don't, so I digress. But anyway, they came out, they mouthed me for a bit and then end up pushing me down, which is that seed being planted of me wanting to, you know, not be pushed around and be bullied. So that's when I jump into the match then in the early part of August. It was that first Saturday in August that then leads to this match, this tag team title match. And I can remember, you know, Tyler had approached me about this idea. This was just over a year removed from me wrestling against Roger Mathis in the steel cage. I said, there's no way Roger's going to put me over. Yes, he will. Yada, yada, yada. I end up winning that match with help of Cash Borden and a friend of mine, Tom Harness at the time, interfered as well. And so I end up winning that match. So then I'm thinking this is it. You know, I had my match with Mike Masters in AAPW. I had my match with Roger Mathis in Stride. I'm good. I don't need to wrestle anymore. I'm an announcer and I'm going to focus on that and be happy and call it a day. But whenever, you know, Tyler gets these ideas and he wants me to get in there and wrestle, I always trust his judgment. I trust his instincts and I will get in there and do what I feel like I can do. And sometimes he pushes me a little more to do more than what I should do. And so when he tells me the idea that he and I are going to wrestle and win the tag team titles, I'm like, there's no way Spade and Flutter are going to want to do this. And we had a show in Johnston City. It was, I think it was like April of that year, April of 2019. I think it might have been that WrestleMania weekend. And I remember Flood and Spade were there and we talked about it and they loved the idea. They were all for it. So, you know, we decided to move forward. And I kind of given you the spoiler here at the how the match ends, but let's go ahead and fire it up again. It is Jay Chapp on YouTube. The link is in the write-up and I'm hitting play. And this is, I believe, one of Spade's family members that is recording it. You see the tag team titles there being displayed, shown off. And I think that is referee Brandon Toll, who there goes Hunter Woodworth walking through the camera shot. But Brandon Toll, who is an official with TNA and has been around the block a time or two, a very capable, competent referee, someone that I think even maybe doing some stuff with AEW or has. I'm not 100% sure on that. So calling for the bell. And this was special because of a number of reasons. My parents came down from St. Louis to watch. Chad flew in from California to watch. My friend Tom was there. And then some of our friends from our friends group who don't like wrestling, but they came out to support me. And that always feels good when they do this. Tyler, of course, starting things off. And the you know, any match that I've been involved with the exception of really the one that I had with Tyler. I take that back. Anytime I was in a tag team match, he laid it all out, but didn't necessarily write it out. This one, though, we did have it pretty much laid out, but I remember being very, very nervous because I'm getting in there. This is a decent crowd. This is a Thursday night too, and a school night. I know that kind of sounds weird, but the way these matches worked back then with the minors was we got there, we set up the ring that afternoon. We'd have two or three matches, and then they'd play a baseball game. And then we're hoping that fans who got there early to watch the wrestling matches are going to stick around through the baseball game and then stick around and stay and watch two more wrestling matches. It was Tyler and I in this match. And then the main event that night was Red Daniels versus Cash Borden for the Stride Pro Wrestling Heavyweight Championship. And so people stayed and, you know, some people came during the game, but, you know, people did get there early. And again, like I said, it's a Thursday night. So it's a work night. It's a school night. School had just started back up, but, it was cool to have the people there and really lucky that the weather was great. It was hot that night, but it was not anything unbearable. And it was, there's a beautiful drop kick by Tyler, think he always had a great, great looking drop kick, a couple of arm drags there. And I remember we talked, you know, setting up for this match, some of the things that they wanted me to do, what am I comfortable with doing? And now he's calling for, to tag me in here. So, and again, I was so nervous because we, you know, we discussed it, but I'm always afraid I'm going to forget something, or even worse, I'm going to screw things up. Here is the tag to me going up to the second rope because there's no cage to support me if I go to the top rope, doing a couple of arm wringers here on Tony Flood, and Flood with a well-placed knee to my midsection tags in Jay Spade. And here I'm ready for him, giving him a flip. And you know, I do very basic, you know, I can do a body slam. I can do hip tosses and those kinds of things, going for a pin. It gets broken up. And of course that brings Tyler in, who is not happy, throwing some fists there. And here goes Tyler's Superman action with that Superman punch, snapmare, and then the kick. I love this. Yes. And I can't remember if we discussed me trying to do something similar to that. And I was like, there's no way, here we go, winding me up in the corner. Oh, I tried to do the punch, and there's just, okay, I guess I did do this. I could not remember if I did it or not. Look, my God, I am so pathetic looking. Oh, go back if you haven't and just watch this, because it is, I don't want to say it's a treat, but it's something to behold. Now the bad guys roll outside and they're taking a breather. They say they're leaving because, you know, they're the champs. It's their prerogative. They can walk away, get counted out, and still walk out with the belts. But no, the baby faces say no. And look, there's all my friends and family. A lot of them are there, but a big crowd again. And this is probably, by this time, it's after 9 o'clock on a Thursday night, a bunch of little kids there. This was so cool. I'm loving going back and watching this and seeing this. I even think one of my friends from WSIL came, that Jim Sweeney, who was friends with Chad. And I had left the news business probably about 3 months prior to this, and they're out on the floor, and Flood attacks me, and Heath throws Heath into the middle, and here I'm getting double teamed, and now the babyface is in trouble. The underdog is in trouble, and Spade goes to pin me. I'm able to kick out at two, and Hatton is down. Young fans are coming to try to make sure that he's all right. Cause this is cool. This is the cool thing about indie wrestling, is the fans want to be involved. They want to make sure that their guy or their girl is okay when they're in there. And you know, again, this was a great setup out at Rent One Park in Marion, Illinois. Spade is working on my arm now and causing me lots of pain and agony here. But like I said, I can remember always being nervous, but tag team matches were always better because I felt like Tyler could get in there and do whatever he needed to do. You know, Tyler's been the only one I've ever teamed up with in a tag team match. Of course, we did a six man later in this year with Tyler and I teaming up with Spade. But then, what was it? Summer of 2021, I teamed up with, or September of 2021, I teamed up with Heath and Curly. So always having that tag team component was good. I've had three singles matches and then several tag team matches or six-man tag matches. And then, of course, the one battle royal. As I am continuing now to get worked over and beat up on by Spade. I think Flood jumped in there and did some nefarious action as well. But yeah, this was always, these shows were always fun. Stride shows were fun in our little building in Carterville, but also when we were able to get out and do these outdoor shows. And luckily, I think the only exception would have been the Pulaski County Fair, probably back in 2019 or 2020. I think it was 2020 or 2021, maybe. It rained like crazy and was a mess. I was not at that show. I would say luckily I was not at that show, but that one was the only time I think that we did an outdoor show with Stride that it got rained out. But we did several outdoor shows in Pinckneyville, this one here in Marion, we did several times as well. But we did several in Pinckney. But now I'm stuck in the ropes, Spade and Flood. Oh, and I get out of the way, and Flood takes the hit there, running, tagging Tyler in. Get me the heck out of there. I'm wearing my Rowdy Roddy Piper odd socks, by the way. My 1-2-3 cents shoes, a pair of black shorts, and a Stride t-shirt. Because I was never going to be comfortable wrestling without a shirt on. That's for God's sure. Tyler going now for the Scorpion Deathlock, but no. Flood intervenes, and Flood gets clotheslined over the top rope. Spade, though, with a kick to the breadbasket. Going up for a pedigree. Modified pedigree. Drives Tyler's face into the ground. And I look at that. I pull the referee out of the ring to break up the three count. And Spade now with a slide and kicks me out of the way. And now Tyler is in trouble. I'm out on the floor. Oh, look at that, though. Tyler's going for the tag, but I'm not there. I'm on the ground. Spear to Spade, goes for the cover. That could be it. But no, referee Brandon Toll says he's not going to count it because Flood was the legal man. And Flood now with a running kick there. And again, another kick out, this time by Hatton. I'm back up on the apron, but am I going to be any use here? Who knows? Blood's going for a pile driver. Hatton reverses and a jawbreaker. Now I'm trying to rally the crowd to rally Hatton and get that all-important tag, and I am brought back in here. And now it's me and Flood going toe-to-toe. Couple of clotheslines, and man, do I look like a freaking jabroni in there or what? Choke slam coming up. No, Blood blocks it, goes to kick me. I block it, spin him around. And look at that, on my shoulders and an AA. I remember being nervous about attempting to do that. But again, when you're in there working with pros, it all works out. But it doesn't help with the nerves because I'm a nervous wreck. Mostly because I'm afraid I'm going to screw something up and hurt someone more than hurt myself. I don't ever think that they're going to hurt me. Although I know it's possible even when it's an accident. And there I am shoulder first into that post. But a quick tag back out to Hatton. This match is only about 13 and a half minutes. So don't worry, folks. It's not going to be terribly longer. Only about 3 minutes to go. But yeah, always nerves for sure. Because I've had fewer than 15 matches total, including the Battle Royal and including that impromptu match that set up to this match. Now, Tyler and I would have a rematch later as he's going to suplex Flood off of that top rope. But no, it's blocked. Spade with a super kick. So we would defend the titles, what, three times before losing them on that third defense as I knock Flood. Now, this was the real nerve-wracking move here, not the choke slam. The choke slam I had gotten down, and Spade was a pro with that, I'll tell you. But now I'm going to suplex, and I've never done this before, and I am nervous as hell here. I am suplexing Flood. I only went to the second rope. But yeah, look at this. Boom. Bringing him back in. And now I roll out. And so this is where I kind of screw things up. One, two. A kick out. Nope, it wasn't here. My screw up is coming up. I am out on the floor, though. And we are getting into the closing moments of this match. But yeah, I am on the floor. And you probably can't tell on the vantage point from this video. I'm kind of peeking up because I know I'm supposed to make the save here. But that ring is a lot bigger than it looks. And when you're in there, and this was my favorite Stride ring. It was the softer of the rings. Not that a wrestling ring is soft by any means, but compared to the other ring, it was a lot better, I thought. And now Tony is going to work on Hatton, and Hatton is in trouble here as he's getting kind of kicked around, beaten around here. Two super kicks. And there is that double team super kick. So four super kicks, essentially. Here, I'm supposed to get in there a lot faster. I was not as fast as I should have been, and the referee knew that. Brandon told the professional, slowing down his count, I make the save. Here I am going to choke slam Flood and Spade together. They stop it. They kick my legs. I go down, and they're going to do this double kick to my head. But Hatton pushes me out of the way. They go to almost kick each other. They stop themselves, and then double spears. The good guys hook the legs. And look at that. The Baby Oil Express, the new Stride Pro Wrestling tag team champions. And again, this was a fun night. You know, if I were watching this on AEW or WWE, I would complain because the announcer is winning the tag team titles. But, it was fun. Obviously, I have a different perspective because I'm the one involved in it. But this was truly an awesome night. It was an amazing night. And I remember, the mark in me. I took the belt to work the next day and wore it. And I was the only one in the office, but I didn't care. I wore it anyway when I was working at the marketing agency, Idea Creative Marketing, in Murfreesboro, Illinois. We were in Carbondale back then. But I wore the belt, marked out for myself. It was such a cool moment. It really was. It was an amazingly cool moment. And sorry, I'm shifting the camera here as I'm trying to minimize the video screen and go back to just doing this on the camera. But my friends were there. My family was there, most importantly. Like I said, my mom and dad came down, and our friend group, several of them, and they brought their kids and grandkids, and they enjoyed it, and they had a fun time. And again, it's hard to believe, we're coming up this week on the 5-year anniversary, and that's why I wanted to do this episode this week as part of this whole big rush of getting content created and things out there. I did want to take a little bit of time and remember and reflect on that. Remember Stride Pro Wrestling, and you never say never. Highly unlikely that I wrestle ever again, but I've been asked, am I going to ring announce again? And probably not anything permanent or anything full-time, but or regular, I should say. But I would certainly entertain the idea of announcing a couple times, maybe once or twice down the road. But for right now, I am enjoying, I say retirement. It's not really retirement because I never was officially, an employee. It was just more for fun and having a good time. And I enjoy and appreciate the fact that fans have asked, and even some promoters and some other companies have asked for me to be a part of it again. So again, I never say never, but for now I'm going to enjoy life the way it is and keep on keeping on. And encourage you to do to the same thing, and remind you that if you haven't already, consider making a donation to the My 1-2-3 Cents action figure drive, the wrestling action figure drive. Got a few things here. Been bringing in some cash, and we'll be running and making sure that we have lots of wrestling figures to give to Toys for Tots here in Southern Illinois this December. So I encourage you again, make a donation, reach out to me, you can send figures, you can order them on Amazon, you can order them from Ringside Collectibles, have them shipped here to me directly, and I will make sure that they get to where they need to go in December. It is just the end of August right now. Next week is Labor Day, and again, Chad will be my guest. We'll be talking John Cena, so if you have John Cena thoughts, questions, who he should wrestle in his final set of matches, his final WrestleMania, his final SummerSlam, who should that last opponent be? Should John Cena go over and win, or should he put someone over and keep the tradition alive, passing the proverbial torch? I want to hear from you, as always, on social media or through the Jittery Monkey website or whatever podcasting app or YouTube channel you're watching. Well, you're watching the My123 Cents YouTube channel, and for that, I am forever grateful. Friends, thank you so much. Have a great week, and we will talk again soon.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.